yesterday we finished all the Kalim. Obviously, we're going to get back to that. We're going to explain how that works with the Malacha official. But right now, we're going to start explaining the different types of food that are allowed to be cooked and not cooked, and then we're going to apply it to different situations. Because we'll start already getting into the Maisa. Okay, so Gimel. So just like I already said, I explained the Kalim, and I'm going to explain the cooked foods. That's what I'm going to do now. So there's five categories of food that could be cooked. The first one, davalach. Davalach is liquidy. Liquid means liquid. It doesn't mean a potato kugel which has liquid on it. It means liquid, like coffee, like chicken soup, like milk, like soda. That's a liquid. It doesn't mean a liquid that's on a solid food. That's just oily. You know, oil that comes out of anything you go out to Dougie's, one of these. That's not considered davalach. That chicken is considered a davayavish. So the first category is a davalach, a diamond special called circle. There's a liquid which is not fully cooked. The muscle, water in an urn, is not fully cooked. As we said yesterday, Yad's lettuce bowl is 110 degrees according to Rav Moshe. Okay?
It takes time of Yad's lettuce
bowl. So, that's only, he says the Chumrah is considered Yad's lettuce bowl 110, but it's definitely considered cooked at 160 degrees. I mean, 50 degrees more is considered cooked. And he holds, well, soon, see soon, each one is going to be Chumrah, 110 and 160. This urn over here in Yeshiva does not get to 160, I guarantee you. It probably gets to 120, 130. It's not considered cooked. Therefore, if you go ahead and put that into chicken soup, you're over bishul, because even though the chicken soup was fully cooked, it's not going to cook that water. Aye, it's hot, but it's not mubishul kol tzarko. So therefore, you're going to be over bishul in that seer. Because it was never fully cooked. It wasn't 160 degrees. The water in the urn. So when you put that water in the urn into the chicken soup is boiling hot. That's going to now cook that water in the urn. That was from the urn.
What's 110 degrees?
There's two shiurim of Yad's lettuce bowls, 110 and 160. Each one is going to be a chumrah. We spoke about 110 yesterday. 160 is going to be, each one is going to, we're going to use the stringencies of both of them. That's how all the poskim learn it up.
So the stringency of the 160
is what you're applying now.
That we're doing now. And the stringency.
Right, meaning even though it's 110, that wasn't considered bishul, the gaya that if you put in something else, you're going to be over bishul. Because it's going to get now get to 180, 190 when you put in the chicken
soup.
So what difference does
110 make? What's
no, because 110 is going to help for other things. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
That's the official,
we'll get to it now.
Point.
What?
That's the official point where it's called cooking.
Yeah. So that's the first category. That's not considered fully cooked. Double lock, have a vishal called sarko. Something that was fully cooked by double lock, which we're saying now is, according to Moshe, 160 degrees. But a dainu nisha mix, if it's still a little bit warm. Give you, here's a muscle. This would be another seer where, let's say chicken soup was fully cooked to 160 degrees. And now it started cooling down already a little bit. And now it's under 160. So now it's 120, 130. It's still the schmack. You took it off the fire. It's already cooling down. Okay? So now you can put that water into water that was boiling at one point. And it's still boiling now. The water is 250 degrees. Right, but since it was fully cooked at one point and it's still hot, you can now add that to something that's fully cooked now.
It didn't go down below 110.
Right, yeah, it's still hot. It's still a little bit hot. That's the important. If it would have gone down below 110, it would be awesome. But since it was fully cooked and it's still a little bit warm, you can now put that into something that is fully cooked now. That's his finish. Okay, that's the second one. Davalach, Hamavushal called Sarko, Vinistani Lagami, something that's fully cooked, let's say chicken soup, and now it became cooled down totally. Plus, it's from the fridge. You take milk from the fridge. You cannot put milk. Milk, let's say milk is cooked at one point, it's pasteurized, and what pasteurization is, it comes very hot to pasteurization. And now it becomes totally cold. If you put that in your hot coffee on Shabbos, you're overficial.
Even if it's not 160, if it's just 110,
right? Right. 110. That would be a Chumrah 110. 100%. Right.
We're saying it's going below
that. Which case?
Slashing, we're saying that when it totally cooled down.
Right. So when it totally cooled down, it would be usher to put that into, let's say, a cup of coffee, which is only 110 degrees. We're using the Chumrah of Yad Salisba of 110 to say that 110 degrees can now cook this cold milk. Right? You see how we're using it both ways? We're saying that since it's 110 degrees, it's coffee. The chumrah, that's going to cook the milk, which is totally cooled down now. Alright, those are the three categories of something that's a liquid. Davar yavish, which is Michael Mutzak, benigu b'davar lach, which it could be a little moisture in it, but a little moisture could be attached to it, like we said. Potato kugel, shadaylum special called sarko. If you have potato kugel or chicken, which is not fully cooked, what does fully cooked mean by a food? Does anyone know?
My
Michael Ben Josiah. We'll see that in A.
What's Michael?
Michael
could be his. What's the parenthesis?
It means something that has liquid on it. It means something dry. Like, yotzef means dry, I think, literally. But minigul, there's a little bit of a lach on it, which is not fully cooked. That's the first category. So again, that's any food that someone would take out of the oven before it's fully cooked. Use your imagination. I mean, no, it's endless. Chaim says making chicken, he took it out of the oven before it's fully cooked. That's nama vishal kotzarko. And any added vishal that you do to it, even though it's edible now, you're going to be over vishal. You follow that according to most Rishonim. Let's say you took the chicken out early. Okay, it's not fully cooked now. If you go in and have your hot boiling soup and you stick that chicken into it, that's going to fully cook it. You're over bishul. Even though it might have been edible beforehand. But since you're making it more edible now, you're going to be over bishul.
Put it in the oven and you take it out before it gets fully cooked again. Are you over?
Are you over? That's a good question. It's because obviously you can't do it. Are you over bishul? No.
Is not,
you have to cook. You have to do a mice
official. You put it into an oven which
could cook.
Which is over 160.
Right,
you put it in for
Two minutes. Over a lot of their bones and everything else, you wouldn't be able to walk off of cooking. You didn't cook it.
Wow.
So that's the first one. Dover lach, which is not Dover Yabesh, which is not fully cooked, something dry. It's not fully cooked. The fifth and final one is a Dover Yabesh Mavushal called Sarko, something that's dry that's fully cooked, whether it's hot, whether it's totally cold. And bishul acher bishul. Once something is fully cooked, you can't be over the iser bishul again. So let's say chicken, which was fully cooked, totally cooked, you can't do anything else to it. You're allowed to add that to chicken soup on Shabbos. Good? That's hot. No problem, because it was cooked already once. Even though it's cooled down totally.
You could put chicken, which
from
is really
the fridge.
Hot.
Yeah. On the fridge.
Into a chicken soup, which is on the fire.
Not on the fire. Oh, it's on the fire.
Let's see, it's
on,
off the fire. It is boiling.
Yeah, it's fine.
You can put it in.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, so what was he doing here?
What was his thing over here? He was explaining the five categories of food. Let's go over the five categories again, and we're going to apply them right now. The first one is a double lach, which is a liquid which is not fully cooked. She said was, let's say, liquid in the urn. The water in the urn was not fully cooked ever.
Not
allowed to do anything. You can't put that into chicken soup, because now you're going to be cooking that water from the urn, because chicken soup is boiling hot.
He's saying if all of these, you're not allowed to do anything with it?
No, he's just explaining the five categories. We're making examples so we can understand it. Okay. Which is fully cooked and it's still a little bit hot. So he said this was a chicken soup that cooled down. So he said you could add hot water to it since it was fully cooked at one point. And since it's still above 110 degrees, you could now add hot water to it. The third level is a dabalach, which is mavushal called tzarko, and now it's cooled down. We said, let's say, milk in the fridge, right? It's now totally cool. Let's say it was heated through pasteurization. That's going to be usher to add to coffee. The fourth category now is a dabal yavish, something dry, which is not fully cooked. So that's going to be usher to put it back into an oven, because now, even though it was partially cooked by you adding you putting it back in the oven, you're going to be cooking it more. Or by you putting that non-fully cooked chicken into a boiling chicken soup, you're going to be cooking it more. That's going to be usher. And the fifth category is a dover yavesh, something dry which is fully cooked, whether it's warm, whether it's not, whether it's cold. You can add that to something hot. Okay, those are the five categories. A review. No contradictions.
What? The first thing is that it's fully cooked.
Yeah.
So you can add it because you're not cooking it anymore. It's not possible to cook.
By which one? By something that's dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a liquid. There is. You could cook it again because now that it cooled down, there's the same characteristics when it was cooked. If you cook milk, let's say, and it's boiling hot, and now it cooled down, it's milk again. Masha Enkin, if you had a piece of raw chicken, you fully cooked it and it cooled down, it's still cooked chicken. Everyone sees the difference in Metzias, how that works? Chicken that was raw, now it's cooked. Once it's cold, it's cooked chicken. It's just cold cooked chicken. But let's say you have milk, okay, and now you cooked it. And now it goes back to being the raw state with cooling down. It goes back to that raw state. That's not a good example. It's, 1 second. Let's say gravy. Right? I don't think gravy, does gravy have its characteristics when it's cool? Probably does. It's just not good. It hardens.
So it's like
that would be good.
Jello.
Okay, we'll see.
It's like water. It's water, but when it's
right, so same water.
When it's warm, when it's past 168, you're allowed to...
Use water as an example. It'll work. Warm water can now go ahead and cook instant coffee beans. If you have cold water, it's a different metzias. It possibly can't cook coffee beans anymore. Once it cools down again, it's considered as if it was never cooked. It's just plain water, right? Plain water that was cooked, and now it's cold. It's just water. It's not boiling water, it's just water. By shaking chicken that was cooked, it's still cooked chicken, it's just cold.
It's still water.
It's still water, but you can't do anything.
You can't do anything
with it. Sure you could. You could eat chicken. It's now edible. You couldn't use it for everything. You couldn't,
You don't use chicken for everything.
It's a finished product now, the chicken.
You can use it for your needs.
Why did that cool down?
Well, where did that cool down? It's different needs. It's not the same
reason. It's different things.
Why are they different things? Think about it more. It works out.
It doesn't work out.
It does.
It doesn't work out. It's totally different things. Chicken, you can't eat this as well.
We'll speak out afterwards. Let's go back there. A musig age, kol el zu age. What's considered a fire? Fire is considered shapsilos neth, which is a kerosene heater. Do you know what kerosene is? Kerosene?
Yeah.
They sell it at the Hess gas station. I don't know what it is. It's like kerosene.
It's fuel for fire.
Yeah,
you put wicks in it?
Right. That's kerosene, right. Some people use that for buckets there. The carib show gas is also considered a fire. It's very important. Plate the chashmal is. The electric copper is considered a fire, meaning even though there's no fire there because it's covered up by the metal, it's still considered a fire. The Gabi Vishal and Shabbos. Well, the first one was kerosene, the second one was gas, the third one was like a hot plate. Everyone knows that, like, you know the bottom of the crack pot? It's a hot plate.
Electric.
What?
The
musig include. I don't know the touch. It's like includes, but that is under the word kol el. It's a way of talking Hebrew. The mason visual of the kitor, which is talking, it's called steam cooking. Basically, it's like a clea that cooks with steams. Everyone know when you go to a chasna, they have warming trays. What is it called?
Fires underneath.
Yeah, the fire, you're cooking with steam in that case. Right?
It's
a shaving dish. Thank you. Shaving dish. Right, that's steam. That's the steam. The steam keeps it hot. Okay, that's another one. You can cook with it also if it gets very hot. There's no difference normally between it doesn't matter if the fire is covered, the fire is not covered. You take something from the fridge, you can put it on any of these types of flames, whether the flame is revealed, let's say a gas flame, or whether you put a blech on top of the gas flame, you're over the interstitial on Shabbos. Okay, so again, fire is all inclusive. Any amount, there's things which he also didn't include. He was just giving examples, which you'd also be over visual on Shabbos. Very important. Right? It doesn't mean once you put a blech on your stove, you can put stuff on your stove on Shabbos. It's 100% usur. That's still considered a fire. There's certain conditions which can make it mutter. It's usur otherwise. Okay. Let's do hey. Ha'isr shall bishul b'davar lach. Stop here. This is now we're getting. The chapter is called Dini Bishul. The rules of Dini Bishul. Now the different types of kelim and the different types of food we're going to now apply and understand them and how they work together. We're going to mesh the two together. Ha'isr shall bishul b'davar lach. The isr of a bishul was something which is a liquid. You're over the isr bishul. This is l'chomer of 110 degrees. Once it gets to that shear of 110 degrees, according to Rav Moshe, or according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think we said 112, 113, someone said yesterday. So once you take your liquid from your fridge, and you cook it to that temperature, you're over visual. The ilu b'davar yavish, with something dry, v'ezrishal vishal kumbikisha mevashlo, the itzer vishal by something dry is when you cook it to the shear of Michael ben Josai. It's the share of Michael ben Josai. Michael ben Josai is the name of a bandit. Somebody showed him asked the question, why are we naming a chashuv a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos named after a bandit? I forgot the terrace. What? Tshuva? No. I don't think that was the... But basically the point is, Michael ben Josai would go into a house, and he would see something on the fire, and he would grab it, even though it wasn't fully cooked. He would go ahead and grab it. It's the least possible point of eating it. There's a machlokas we've shown him what the shear is. Does it mean a half cooked or a third cooked? Right? Shita Sarabha means you're over the Isra Bishul even one third cooked. Rashi holds Michael ben Josai is half cooked. So the Rambam is a chumra. Right? Because even a third cooked. How do you determine that something's a third cooked or a half cooked? The Chazon Ish wants to say, he's like, it's a mitzvah. A third cook means, let's say something takes 30 minutes to cook. A third cook means 10 minutes. It's not come to be chalking this Chazon Ish. This is what the Chazon Ish understands how Michael ben Josai, right, something fully cooked works. Fully cooked means, let's say something takes an hour to cook. Half would be 30 minutes. And a third would be 20 minutes, thank you. Right, 20 minutes. So that's going to be over this year. Bishul by a Dover Yavi, something dry.
That's the Shir Michael Benjusite.
Exactly, that's the Shir Michael Benjusite.
A third cooked.
According to Rambam. Rashi, I don't know, I didn't see anyone inside. It could be, I remember seeing somebody. He holds, how do you determine Michael Benjusite? Right, a third cooked. It's only 60 minutes, a third is 20 minutes. Which is a chiddush, because it doesn't mean it's a third cooked.
Okay.
No, the machlokas Rambam and Rashi what Michael Ben Josiah is,
right.
And then to determine Michael Ben Josiah, the Chazon Ish says
it's
according to Rashi, who says half will be according to the Chazon Ish will be 30 minutes. Right? 60 minutes in an hour, half cooked, according to Rashi, is Michael Ben Josiah, which is 30 minutes. But in the Rambam, Michael Ben Josiah, according to the Chazon Ish, would be 20 minutes. Yeah, we're working with it. Just explaining. Yeah.
What's it called?
Oil? Right. Even though it's oil, not something deep fried, which has like oil all with it, but a normal oiled food that we know is a Dover Yavish. It's deep fried. Also might be a Dover Yavish. Okay. Yeah, okay, good. But on them Gavin Maisa Vasha Allah Amar, but he wants to make very clear how Shlomo Zalman says, even if you're adding on to this amount of a third or a half, Kayim Oyas Bishal Ad Lukadeshir Shell, the Bushal called Sarko, as we'll see. This is very, very important. Even though it's a third cook according to the Rambam or half according to Rashi, if you add on to that amount, you stick it back in your oven, your own Bishal. Don't think since it's cooked at least Michael Ben Josai, at least a third cook, you're not going to be over Bishal. Comes along, all the Rishonim, all the posts can say, you're also over Bishal, over Yisra Bishal, till it's fully cooked.
You get it from a third.
When is it fully cooked? When you take it out of the oven. Your mother takes it out, yeah.
You get it from a third to two thirds. According to the Rambam, you're not over, because you didn't get it to Kol Sarko, but according to Rashi, you are over.
No. You're over every second until you reach Kol Sarko. That's how they understand it.
Once you get back to Kol Sarko,
then that's it. It's finished. And Bishlach and Bishlach. Once it's fully cooked, you can't cook anymore. But till that point that it's fully cooked, you're going to be over. But technically, let's say you put something raw on the stove, and you take it off in a minute, and you didn't cook the Michael Menger's side, you're not over the Yisra. You might be over the Rabbanans, but you're not over the Yisra over the Dach Gamino. Because it's not Michael Menger's side yet. Yeah? Okay, good. That's the first
stop here.
You are. You're over once it reaches Michael Menger's side. That's the minimum, meaning it has to at least be that to be over. Once you're Michael Menger's side, until it gets fully cooked, you're still going to be over. Don't think once you reach Michael Menger's side, you're not going to be over anymore. He's still saying you're still going to be over until it's fully cooked. It's just you're not over until it reaches Michael Menger's side.
And then once it's fully cooked, there's an additional.
Exactly.
And it's cold. You can really put it on like a
We'll see what you can do with it. You could get it hot. Let's say you could get it very hot. There are ways to do it.
Why can't you put it on the fire?
You have chazara issues.
Why can't you? What's wrong with
it? See, you have sekadera. You must 100%. If you go ahead and take your pot, you're over derabano. You can't put it on the fire because of a derabano, chazara.
Right.
What's the gazera of chazara?
No, it's not necessary. Why can't you let it on the fire? If it's fully cooked and there's any bishul acha bishul, you're not cooking, so what's wrong?
I understand that. It's a gazera. In midaraisa, you'd be right, 100%. It's not there. It's certain derabanos. Are going to ask that because you might come to put something that's not fully cooked on the stove. You might come to stove the coals. There's certain derabanos that are going to ask that. On the midrash level, it'll be mutter.
It's continue. It's
100%. You're right.
Is this by
Dover
Yavish?
By Dover Yavish. Dover Lach, we said once it becomes cold, contrary to what you say, you're over. Once it becomes below 110, you're over Bishul. Even if it's fully cooked to 160 or 200 or 300 degrees. Once it goes below 110, you're over Bishul. Right.
But did you cover a fire?
Even though it's fully cooked at one point. Once it's not fully cooked, it's not cooked anymore. Chicken, even though it loses its temperature, it's still fully cooked. Does that make sense to you? By water. Once, even though it was fully cooked, at one point, it reached 200 degrees, once it goes back to being under 110, it's not cooked anymore. But chicken, it's still cooked. But it's not cooked anymore. Once it became cold, it's not cooked.
Water was never cooked.
Yes, it was. It was cooked at 300 degrees.
Water, there's a difference between... There's a difference between...